lot. This is a whole day of stressing out for it. I'm sure I would have enjoyed my meal a whole lot better. But I did enjoy the company. So it is quite the privilege to be able to share with you my time in Belize. We were there for 3 months, which is nothing compared to 25 years. but it was very special to me. And I would like now to share with you my experience there. Before starting, I'd like to share with you two verses. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. So that's found in Psalm 34, verse 8. And one that was already referred to today. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3:20. And I'll reread these two verses. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Psalm 34, verse 8. And now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. That's found in Ephesians 3:20. And the reason why I'm sharing these two verses with you is just that these two verses, before I went to Belize, were, I guess, I knew them by memory or I knew them by word, but I think it's when we went to Belize or even before we are heading out to Belize that these verses became real to us. And I guess that verse comes in that my eyes of my heart were enlightened to these verses and they were made real. I think before the trip I would always rely on, I guess, the riches that we had, because at that point we had income coming in, and I trusted in friends and family or church family to provide for my needs, or I guess it was familiarity. We knew the comfort zone. We had our food. We had all our resources here. But going to Belize, we were taken away from all that we were comfortable with and put into a new situation, a new environment. And that was, for me, a time where I could trust the Lord and not trust on the other things I had started to depend on or had depended on for all my life. And as I was thinking on these truths, I couldn't help but be brought back to even the scriptures and how great miracles of the Bible really happened when all resources were taken away. If we think of the feeding of thousands, well, obviously there wasn't a store nearby because people would have went to the store or whichever the market. But, and we think of the blind made to see, the same idea there, that they couldn't rely on any resources or physician. They had to depend on the Lord, and I think the same as prisoners set free, even with guards right at their door, Peter and his friends were able to escape. And I think of one even a greater example is how us sinners were saved from our sin. And what greater example? Our resources can never have purchased our way to heaven. So now, before I ask Jamie to put my video on, not quite yet. Thank you. I'm so grateful when I saw Jamie this morning. I'm like, oh, here's the CD. My husband gave it to me. He says Jamie will make it work. So we'll see if it happens. I did see it happen already. So before I share the video, I would like to share ways that I saw God's hand at work. So how we tasted that the Lord was good and how he did immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine. So my husband was the first one to go. He went to Belize with Sean O'Byrne, as some of you guys might know. And his first plan was to go with Sean because we were on it to be a part of a two-week trip that he was planning. And so he was available to go with him and just see the land. So I remember when he was there, he sent me an email. He says, we're here. And he says, funny enough, he says, I've been approached already a couple of times with the need for a young couple to come here to Belize for 3 months. I'm like, well, how about you just come back safely home and we'll discuss it. So, well, he did come back home safely, and I guess we had to discuss it. So we set out on in our minds, I guess, of a list of obstacles that we thought were coming in the way of possibly going for 3 months. And I guess it's so easy to do it at home, practice this at home, but there's people now. All right, so back then, I was an occupational therapist working at the Children's Treatment Center, so I was working with children with special needs, and already I had the summers off. So I was employed as a full-time, permanent occupational therapist, and with having summers off, I'm like, oh, this is okay. I can hold on to this because I don't think my boss is going to let me have another 3 months off. Like, okay. But for the sake that we had discussed it, I said, okay, I'll approach my boss and ask her, you know what, I kind of need the months from January to March to be able to do this trip to Belize. So anyways, I go in, and you have to realize January to March with my line of work is pretty busy because I'm working with the children in the schools. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I go and see my employer, and I ask her, so I kind of need these 3 months off, and I realize I already have the summers off. Do you think it'd be possible? And she's not a Christian. She says, well, don't let me be the one getting in this way of this such a special work. What? So at that point, although I was thrilled to see the Lord's hand at work, I was like, oh boy, this is actually going to happen because this was, for me, my biggest obstacle. So that happened, but again, we had other obstacles. The other one was, beside the employment, was, of course, our home. And we were leaving our home at that point in the winter months, or the heavy winter months. So our desire was to have someone live in our home instead of checking up on it. I don't know why that was. I just figured would be the safest way. So, of course, the Lord answered our prayer once again, immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. And he provided a young family who were willing to leave their house. The lady who came and lived in our house is actually here. And they were willing to leave the house they were renting to come and live in ours for 3 months. So that was a huge sacrifice on their part. And, of course, the last big obstacles were commitments we had made that needed to be met. One of her commitments that year was the fact that we had a boarder, and she was to be with us for the school year. So we didn't feel like it was the right thing to do to go and serve in another country and let this boarder stranded here back in Sudbury. So again, we prayed, and of course the Lord said in the heart of a Christian family, who are here again, to open their home for the remainder of the school year to this girl. And our other commitment, as was mentioned by Pam Goner, was the fact that we were leaders or responsible for the youth group here. So again, we didn't feel right leaving and saying, okay, young people, you find your own thing to do on Friday nights, and we'll just be in Belize. So again, the Lord provided, even before we thought we would ever do this trip, by bringing another young couple that school year to help us with the work. And again, someone who took over that work is here too, so it's nice to see everybody here. So they were able to do that work, and also many of the people from this chapel also opened their homes on Friday nights, and many started with the driving the young people back and forth from the chapel, which was a great help. So these were only some of the ways that God orchestrated and worked to show us his will. And also, besides showing us that this was his will, like, he really opened doors, we prayed, and we had obstacles, and he removed those obstacles. Now, it was neat to see him at work once there. This was just even before, and we were all, okay, well, if the Lord provided for us here before we were actually meant to go, how much more is he going to provide for us once there? So that was... So we made it to Belize with all our luggage and no complications, so we were thrilled with that. And again, we were showered with his blessings. We were provided by local believers a beautiful apartment with all the facilities required. So we had the fridge, and we had a stove, we had a nice sitting area, a bedroom, and of course a shower. And I'm sure it wasn't as hot as in Paraguay, but it sure was hot there as well. We were even given a cell phone that someone loaned us. And even beyond what we could ever expected, we were loaned a car for the 3 months that we were there, so we were able to commute without having to walk. So that was huge for us. So now, besides having all these little physical needs met, our safety was also met. And now you got to understand that Belize, their roads, and some of you have been there, are probably the worst roads and the worst roads here in Sudbury. And I don't know, for any who lives here in Sudbury, you'll know that the roads here are pretty bad, especially when they come back to New Lisbon and tell us, oh, we went to Sudbury, the roads are horrible there. Like, that's the first thing they say. So with the roads, with having a car, so many times either the car would break down But we weren't left stranded. There was either someone with us in the car who had a cell phone who had connections to come and help us, or we got stranded in a familiar place and not in the middle of nowhere where we'd be scared of our safety. So that was just amazing. And now, not only were physical needs met and our needs for safety, but I think, again, the Lord went did immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine, because he also answered the needs of my heart, and no one would have known what the desires of my heart were. So as I had mentioned, before we went to Belize, I was an occupational therapist working with special needs kids. And I remember before going, I said, wouldn't it be interesting to be able to work with children at the kindergarten age group? And wouldn't it be nice to even be able to do some occupational therapy with them and special needs, all at the same time just sharing Christ's love with them? Because obviously working here, you always have those restraints. So, of course, every day while I was there, I worked with kids in the kindergarten age and did OT stuff while sharing God's love. So it was amazing. I tried not to be emotional. It was even worse when I did this presentation like a month after, 3 years later. Oh, yes. And then another desire I remember before leaving, I said, wouldn't it be nice? I think it's the desire of all Christians to be able to lead the unsaved to Christ. And I said, I would just love to be used as that instrument for God. And of course, he answered that prayer as well. So I was used to save a few young girls in prayer. I guess it's the whole day. Maybe I would not have been emotional at the start of the day. All right. So back to my paper. I told my husband it'd be better if I just read. So I might have to go back to reading. All right. So of course, he not only provided for us. Now I just share really how the Lord worked in us and how he provided for us and how we saw of his goodness in so many ways. But now this is where I ask on Jamie's help. Now, my husband was able to do this video presentation to be able to show to people, and this really deals more with the people there and how the Lord worked in the people and the work there. No, I don't have to do any talking, and he's doing the talking through the presentation.